Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. We're in Titus chapter 1. We've done most of verse 11, except the very beginning of the verse. I know that seems like the wrong way to work a verse, but Paul said their mouths need to be stopped. The they is the circumcision party of verse 10. Who, according to 11, are subverting entire households for dishonest gain. So they were making money off of a message that added works to the believer's salvation. Does that sound familiar? There are people to this day making money by adding works to your salvation. I'll never forget when I was in Africa a few years ago, my wife and I were riding down the road with the pastor and his wife in a car, and there was an American evangelist on the radio, a very famous American evangelist, and that evangelist told the audience, if you will give, I'm going to make up a number, but it was very similar to this, if you will give $54.11, then God will pour out his favor in your life. It was some chapter and verse out of the Old Testament. Conveniently, they picked a large chapter. You know, they picked the 54th chapter instead of the first chapter, and the first verse, so it was more than like $1.01. But anyway, yes, I'm making fun of it. I'm mocking it. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's dishonest gain. It's telling people that if they will give a dollar amount, God has reserved favor for dollar amounts. That is an insult to the finished work of Jesus Christ. The most embarrassing part was the dollar amount that this American evangelist stated was almost 100% of that country's monthly income. And I asked the pastor, I said, don't you find it bizarre that they're asking for almost an entire month's income from you so that the favor of God would be poured out? And he didn't see it. He didn't get what I meant, why that was bizarre. He just thought that was really, boy, if you could come up with that amount, boy, you'd really get the favor of God. So I tried. I tried to preach right there in the car about what that was going to do to people. But the mouths needing to be stopped does not mean killing the evangelist. In medieval times, even into the Reformation, when there was a rebellion against Orthodox teaching, it was very common to banish, excommunicate, or execute those who were considered heretics. Even in the Great Reformation, Luther's Reformation, people died because they didn't line up with the orthodoxy of the teaching. Paul is not recommending that mouths be stopped. There is no indication in any of Paul's writings that stopping the mouths of the dissenter means kill them. That is against Christian charity. Paul's already told you how to shut their mouth. He told you two verses earlier in verse 9, exhort and convict those that contradict. That's how we stop their mouths. We have to build them up through the most holy faith, as Jude would say, and convince them of sound doctrine. And another way that we do it, of course, Paul would say in other of his writings, was to not fellowship with them, was to do everything we could in our power not to be associated with. I've had to leave conferences, or I don't mean I was there and left, but I've had to drop out of events where I was asked to be a part of it, and then I would get a conviction in my spirit against what was going to be done or represented or said, or by even in some cases by whom it was going to be said. And I wasn't always excited about having to back out, but I've had to do it before because I felt like there was enough reason to brush up against sound doctrine that I didn't want to be a part of it. And so in that case, some would say, well, your mouth was the one that got stopped. It probably was in association with that particular event. But Paul's not in any way advocating violence or anything of that nature. And so I don't care if it did happen in the Reformation. Doesn't mean it has to happen in us in this Reformation. We'll move on to verse 12 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.